We're talking today with Mary Thomas Hart with National Cattlemen's Beef Association on this last business day of the old year. The Environmental Protection Agency, the Biden administration, Mary, has decided to drop their final WOTUS rule, Waters of the U.S. rule, basically dumping the old Trump rule now, putting their ideas in place. Your early reaction, what have you seen as far as, you know, obviously it's a massive document. What have you seen thus far?
Well, obviously, it's pretty early still, but I'll just highlight three things. So when NCBA looks at any WOTUS definition, regardless of administration, we're looking for whether that rule regulates isolated features, whether it regulates ephemeral features, and if there are agricultural exemptions in place. So we got one out of three on today's rule. So we do have some really helpful agricultural exemptions for stock ponds, for prior converted cropland, and for certain drainage ditches. However, the rule does leave open the possibility that the federal government could regulate ephemeral features or features that only carry water after a precipitation event. And the federal government could also assert jurisdiction over isolated features like prairie potholes and playas.
Seems like one of the things that kind of jumped out at me that they are definitely going to give bureaucrats a lot of discretion on what is or is not a WOTUS on some of these, especially the ephemeral issues.
That is correct. And it's going to be expensive for farmers, ranchers, and landowners across the country, right? Because we lost a lack of certainty that you got with the Trump rule and even the Obama rule. As unfortunate as the Obama rule was, at least we knew what was in and what was out, right? So with this new rule, there are going to be a lot of case-by-case determinations, which means that landowners are going to have to pay a consultant or, you know, work with the Army Corps of Engineers and have them come out and make a determination about whether an individual feature is subject to the Clean Water Act, which is going to add a lot of time and cost, especially when producers want to implement a new project.
And if you've got the government making the determination, that just means you're going uphill in a hurry.
Yes, yeah, it's certainly not a quick process, right? Because like you said, it's the federal government, it's a very bureaucratic process. And so some of the same issues that we see currently with, you know, permitting requirements and applying for certain programs, that's going to be expanded to a lot of features that have really not been subject to federal jurisdiction in the past.
NCBA and some other agricultural groups were really pushing hard on the Biden administration to step back until we got the ruling from the Supreme Court on the arguments that they heard back in October of 2022. I know that we'll get that ruling sometime here in the new year, but they're moving forward anyway, aren't they?
We expect to hear from the Supreme Court in the spring, which is, you know, I think really concerning for us that the EPA thought it appropriate or thought it necessary to kind of go ahead of the Supreme Court, even though we know that the court is considering this question directly, right? They are considering the definition of WOTUS. And not only does it, you know, create additional confusion for producers and landowners across the country, but it also, I think, you know, it's kind of a waste of government dollars, right, to finalize a rule knowing full well that within 6 months you could have to rewrite it again. So lots of concerns related to EPA's action in light of what's happening at the Supreme Court right now.
How do you think, I mean, it's obvious just speculation at this point, but is this something that the sitting justices of the Supreme Court would buy as far as a new rule is concerned? Or are they going to go a different direction?
Well, I think it's important to note that when the Supreme Court considered Sackett in October, six of those nine justices were considering the definition of WOTUS for the first time. They weren't on the bench for the Rapanos case. They certainly weren't on the bench for earlier Supreme Court cases related to WOTUS. And the consensus among those six justices were that they were tired of talking about significant nexus and relative permanence, those tests that we saw from Rapanos, from Justices Kennedy and Scalia. I think it will not be surprising if we get a totally new rule, a completely new standard from this court that certainly will require EPA to go back and rewrite this definition. The definition that was released today relies wholly on the significant nexus test and the relative permanence test. It lays all of its, you know, reliance on those two standards from the Rapanos case. So if the Supreme Court ditches the Rapanos standards, then then EPA has to go back to the drawing board.
Finally, going back to the EPA announcement of today, the final rule that they've announced, like, two words kind of jumped out at me, or two concepts. One was this durable, a word durable that they use, and then also the idea that they say we're going back to prior to a 2015 regulatory guidance. Are those kind of significant parts of what they've ended up with?
I think that they were incredibly aspirational in aiming to create a durable rule that was also the pre-2015 status quo. That seems like a bit of an oxymoron, if you ask me. The reason the Obama administration started the process of writing the Clean Water Rule, the 2015 rule, was because the pre-2015 standard was not durable, right? It subjects producers and landowners across the country to a lot of regulatory burden when it comes to, you know, trying to figure out if a feature is jurisdictional or not. And, you know, if you go all the way back to 2013, when we started this process at EPA and the Army Corps, the goal has always been to provide as much clarity as possible, because pre-2015, we really didn't have a lot of clarity. So it's interesting that durability to this administration is kind of going back to a world where we don't have a lot of regulatory certainty. You know, I think it was an attempt to find some middle ground between the 2015 rule and the 2020 rule. And like I said at the beginning of our conversation, we really appreciate the agricultural exemptions that were included in today's final rule. But, you know, beyond that, I think it's going to be a costly and burdensome rule for farmers and ranchers.
Mary Thomas Hart, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, on the new final rule of the waters of the U.S., WOTUS, for the EPA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.